The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
From ancient Egypt through Greece into modern times, when the word chemistry was defined as it is now known, Avogadro's law, Le Chatelier's principle, there's never been a system in search of equilibrium like the Brooklyn Nets now. The beard, the tarantula, world be flat with this panel. Let's go.
Still not as good as the Lakers, Tony.
Never know on the road, baby. I gotta get there first.
We'll get to that in a second. There's talks and then there's advanced talks. Reportedly in advanced talks, the Jaguars and Urban Meyer. National panel, don't you dare think about talking here. I want advanced talking here. Does this make sense? What does this do for the Jacksonville Jaguars? And is Urban Meyer a college coach that can make the jump to the NFL? Around the horn, Bill Flashby first.
You know, this makes PR sense for Jacksonville. It makes no football sense for anything else, Tony. What are the final eight coaches in the NFL playoffs have in common? They all come from NFL backgrounds. This guy's never coached in the NFL, period. It doesn't work going right from college. It's too different. And his one big quarterback experience, his big quarterback success was Tim Tebow, not an NFL quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has to say, well, wait a minute. I don't know about this guy. I just think it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's worked twice recently with Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll. Both of them had NFL experience before they went back to the NFL. It doesn't work.
Emily Kaplan, is it that simple for you?
Bill, you need experience to get experience. We know Urban Meyer is a winner every single year since 2001 at Bowling State. He has never had a losing record. He walks into a very good situation in Jacksonville, but there's one big question for me, and that's who's his GM? Who's picking his players? And how much power is he going to have? Because we've seen in the past when coaches come in and they get say in personnel, it can get complicated. We've also seen a lot of coaches fail in that market, and there's a lot of advantages there, like the favorable tax situation, a strong owner, less media attention. So while I think this is an inspiring honor and it's hire and it's going to get butts in the seats, I wonder how much losing is Urban Meyer willing to stomach because he's never lost before in his career.
Of course, Bowling Green, not Bowling State. But you're in favor of this Frank Isola. Does it make sense? And do you believe Urban Meyer is a college coach that can make the jump?
Oh, I definitely think he can make the jump. And look at Matt Rhule right now in Carolina, Cliff Kingsbury with Arizona. We'll see how it works out. But, you know, Bill did
look
mention
Matt Rhule's record.
Jim Harbaugh. He mentioned hang on a second. It's their first year. And Kingsbury's second year. And you mentioned Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh. It's worked out for them. So why can't it work? And as you know, Tony, he's walking into a great situation. They have the number one pick. You can get Trevor Lawrence. And remember, who are you going to hire as your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator? Bill is making it seem like Urban Meyer has forgotten how to coach. He'll assemble a very good staff, and he's accomplished everything there is to accomplish in college football. He's built programs. He's won national titles. This is the next step for him. I think he'll be committed to the job. I think he'll do very well, to be honest with you.
I understand why the Jacksonville Jaguars are going for Urban Meyer. That's an interesting market that hasn't had much success. And to me, by hiring Urban Meyer, it's like that huge cannonball into the tiny little pool. The splashes go everywhere, and everybody's paying attention. Now here's the question. How long is Urban Meyer going to stay? That's what I'm interested in. We know that he's left two jobs already because of health issues, and that would give me pause if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars. How long will Urban Meyer stay? He's great with winning cultures. I think he's going to create some excitement there, and I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be lucky to get inside Urban Meyer's head. But does he stay to see it through? That would be my
question. Go Plaschke back in.
How do you explain Chip Kelly? How do you explain Greg Schiano? How do you explain the long list of failures that have come from colleges to the NFL?
They didn't win like Urban Meyer did in college, though. So how why are you comparing them to Urban Meyer?
Chip Kelly didn't win like Urban Meyer did in college?
He won national championships one after another. He's won every place that he's been. And to Jackie's point, the issue is going to be with Urban Meyer. Every year, a big college job comes up. He's going to be linked to all those jobs. And you wonder if that'll be tempting for him if early on he does.
You guys are naming names. You're avoiding one name, Nick Saban. I mean, maybe that's more similar. That's a guy who won in college and is an F-court, went on to win in college. College guy, went to Miami. That did not work. Emily Kaplan, you want back in?
Yeah, I do. You know, Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, the reason why it hadn't worked out is they're used to getting the best players every year. He's not going to get the best players every year. And to Plaschke's point about Chip Kelly, the reason it didn't work out for him was my point. It's because he got too involved with the personnel, and that complicated.
Oh, that's very interesting. Plaschke's point is wrong because of my point, which is right. I like the way you deliver that. One thing to Jackie's point, if we can keep on saying this, it's not just will he be
can
around
I get some points for
health-wise.
Jackie's point, since everyone's
well,
making
well, no one brought up that he's not coaching in college now for multiple reasons. Isn't that right, Jackie? Bill? It's not just health.
Yes,
it's also because the investigations followed and the cover-up of domestic violence on his watch. And that's another thing.
And also, right. Tony.
Go ahead, Bill.
But also, Tony, he hasn't coached in 2 years. He's coached nowhere in 2 years. And he's been a college announcer, not an NFL announcer. He's not been close to the pro game ever.
Well,
my biggest question, though, when it comes to Urban Meyer is they're going to lose in the beginning, as good as Trevor Lawrence may be. There are going to be more losses than wins, I'm going to take a stab and say, in Jacksonville. And this was a guy who, when he lost in the past, looked like he had been through the ringer. He's going to be through the ringer a lot those first 2 years, bringing me back to the point, how long does he hang in?
We've been Horn. We'll move on. Let's talk NBA. James Harden landing in Brooklyn today. He can play when all players pass their physicals. A lot of players in this deal. It might take a while, but we'll see. Frank, the dust is settling. You're Brooklyn. You've got a chemistry test, the likes of which we've never seen. How do you particle collide these three personalities and get the Nets to what clearly is a finals or bust situation here?
Well, Kevin Durant was part of an ensemble cast with the Golden State Warriors. He was the best player on that team, and it worked out. They made it the 3 straight finals. I think James Harden will know with the way that he, you know, got himself out of Houston, he's got to buy in. Obviously, the big question mark here will be Kyrie Irving. Today in New York, everyone keeps talking about three stars. I know of 2 stars. I know Kevin Durant and James Harden. I don't know when Kyrie Irving's coming back, and if he does come back, is he all in? So that, to me, is going to be – he's the wild card in this whole thing.
Sean Marks, Nets GM, this morning said he talked to all those 3 stars, all raised their hands, said they're in, Frank.
Yeah, that's great. But I'm going to judge them by their actions. Kevin Durant has been nothing short of amazing. For a guy that has missed 560 days, he is playing at an MVP level already. You can tell he's embraced his teammates, the coaching staff. James Harden is out of shape, 100%. He'll get himself in shape. He plays all the time. Kyrie has a lot of history of injuries. In this situation right now, we don't exactly know why he's not there, but that's not the issue. It's when he does come back, and if he does, how long will he be part of the program, or will there be something and he'll just disappear again?
I want the entire national panel on this, but Frank, you do cover this team, so one more question. You're talking about how Durant has been. The Durant you expected even before the injury, he's looked great. The team is a 500 team now. So what is this team going to be now that you bring in Harden and hopefully get Kyrie Irving back?
And listen, they're not going to move the needle, but Jared Allen and Caris LeVert are hard-playing guys that play both ends of the court. They're unselfish. You know, Jared Allen was their second-best player this year. Caris LeVert was their third. So defense and rebounding will be an issue for this team because with Kyrie.
But hold on a second. This is a very tempered answer then. You don't believe they're the best team in the East now?
Oh, I think they definitely are at this point. Kevin Durant is at a different level. He's the LeBron James right now of the Eastern Conference. It's just a different level.
Jackie Mack.
Before Kevin Durant ripped out his Achilles in Golden State, I would argue he was the best player in the game. And the Kevin Durant that's come back looks very similar to that player. He's been phenomenal.
Right.
And even in Golden State, even though he had his issues with Golden State, you never saw them on the court. So I'm in agreement with Frank. Kevin Durant is the absolute least of your worries. But here's something that I want to bring up. So I looked up usage percentage among players. And I looked up all time, okay? I'm not talking about just this season or current NBA players, of all time. Do you realize that Durant, Harden, and Kyrie Irving are among the top 16 players of all time with usage rate? So how do you split up that basketball? How do you split up those minutes, the shots, the time? This I will say, one of the criticisms of Harden has been in the playoffs, he's not the best closer in the world. Again, no worries there. Kevin Durant will do that for you. And as crazy as Harden has been with the comments he made, which I thought were disrespectful, I agree with Boogie Cousins, the weight gain, all of that, he's still a an unworldly talent, one like we've never seen in many ways. And of course, that's why Brooklyn made this.
So the no doubt number one in the Eastern Conference, Jackie?
They are, but will they be at the end? There's question marks, and Frank outlined them pretty clearly, I think.
Bill Plaschke in Los Angeles, I'd love to have seen LeBron's reaction when this deal went down. You can go, Bill.
I'm sure it's like, chemistry. we all see when players see a ring, they get in line. I've seen it. We went to the same thing with Anthony Davis 2 years ago. He wore a T-shirt, demanded that in New Orleans, malcontent, doesn't play hard, won't fit in. He gets to LeBron, he sees they can win, he falls in line. That's Kyrie will fall in line. Durant and Harden will lead that line. They're going to be the best in the East by far. And they'll be the best in the NBA until they play the Lakers in the finals, because Lakers play defense, and they're not going to play much defense. But they're not going to need much defense. And again, I think all this stuff about who plays with who, they'll all play hard together when they realize what they can accomplish together.
Emily Kaplan.
I've seen it before.
Jackie was talking about usage and how we're going to give them all the ball. We've never seen 2 3-time scoring champs on one team. Are we forgetting? They're the ones that orchestrated this. They're the ones that asked for it. They think it can work out. And Tony said earlier that it's finals or bust this year, but it's really championship or bust the next 2 years. And it has to be because of how much they mortgage for the future. And if any team knows this, it should be the Nets, because the last time they tried to get a big
deal,
it took them nearly a decade to recover.
Is there any fear that this is the Kevin Garnett deal that they made when they brought And Frank, any fear that this could be something that is going to hamstring this team for the next decade?
Well, Jackie will know this. When Boston made that move to get rid of Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, they had just lost to the Knicks. Both of those guys, outstanding players, but they were in decline in their career. Harden and Kevin Durant are still very much in their prime. They gave up just as much. I get the comparison, but you're getting back different level. You're getting back superstar players. With Garnett and Pierce, you were getting back very talented role players.
Jackie.
If you ask the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, okay, you're going to make this deal, and you're only going to win one championship, will you be happy? I'm going to tell you the answer is yes. Do you think Masai Ujiri ever regretted trading for Kawhi Leonard? They won the championship. He left. They're not the same. But the Raptors will always go down in history as champions. That's
one name that hasn't come up in this entire conversation, I don't think. Steve Nash. Steve Nash, is that a banned word? You can say it. That's a rookie coach. What are we, 12, 13 games into it, Frank? And he's going to be the one who's going to do this chemistry experiment?
Steve Kerr was a rookie coach. You know what? Here's the thing. He and Durant, you can tell they're on the same page. That is so important right now. And that's why I think James Harden will fall in line as well.
Taking a break right here. Plaschke 21, Kaplan 16, Isola 16, McMullen 16. Buy or sell in 2 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Sweet. Just 16. Like the Lakers, Bill. Way out in front, dude.
Yeah, the Lakers wait. Nobody's catching, Jackie. Nobody's catching.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Mid-show rule change. We're banning the word to blank's point, okay? Even if I say it. Anybody's point, that's getting an absolute ban and mute. We'll move on. The Baltimore Ravens blitz 45% of the time this season. Josh Allen threw 19 touchdowns versus the blitz. That's the most in the NFL this year. So that's what we have going into this weekend's game. Ravens defensive coordinator Wink Martindale said they're not going to change their ways. They're a blitzing team, and they will blitz. You buying that? Or could it be coach speak, Bill Plaschke?
Oh, I'm buying that. They got to be who they are. And this is what, and also they got to be the team that got into Josh Allen's head as recently as last year when they had 6 sacks against him. completed only 43% of his passes. I know he's improved. He's a different Josh Allen this year, but it's the same Ravens defense. And when he gets in his head, good for them to say.
Emily Kaplan?
Yeah, again, he's an improved Josh Allen, but this isn't a quarterback whose skill set is so unique and his running ability is so dangerous that you have to fundamentally change what you do against him. If anyone gets that, it's the Ravens because they know what that quarterback looks like. It's in their building. It's Lamar
Frank
Jackson.
Isola.
The Ravens have won two Super Bowls. Trent Dilfer was their quarterback, Joe Flacco. Why'd they win? Because of defense. Now, right now, they have a better quarterback, and they'll still win because of defense. That's their identity, going after the quarterback. It's smart to stick with that.
And why would you change if you're the favorite team who's playing great, who's 6-0, you know, got everything going on? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Now, I will throw this caveat out. If Josh Allen starts picking them apart when they're blitzing, I think John Harbaugh and his staff are smart enough to make an adjustment in game.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think they – I'm sure they've worked on that a little bit.
19 right? touchdowns against the blitz led the NFL. Josh Allen has a specific set of tools, and these tools work against this defense. We'll see how it plays out this weekend. The Chicago Bears are buy or sell too.
It's quick to say, well, what is needed here is a major overhaul. And sometimes that's the right answer, and other times it isn't. And we think the right answer at this time is continuity.
Owner, Chairman George McCaskey. Emily, buy or sell the Bears and continuity here.
Tony, I have another ban list phrase for you, and there's a lot that goes into it because Matt Nagy must have said that 75 times yesterday without telling anything that went into anything. He also said a lot. They also said a lot. It's a collaborative process. Well, that same collaborative process is what led them to waste more than $20 million on Nick Foles. So if I'm a Bears fan and I'm watching this, how can I feel inspired that next year is going to be any different?
So you're selling continuity. Frank, I sold the buy or sell.
Yeah, continuity sounds like 8-8. But this is the thing, you know, we get upset at teams that don't give coaches enough time. Here's the problem with the Bears. They blew it in the draft. Had they taken Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes, they wouldn't be in this situation. It's always about picking the players. That's the most important job.
It's Jackie McMahon.
Right, so that again brings me to the word continuity. We're pretty sure now that Nick Foles isn't the answer. I think we're pretty sure Mitchell Trubisky isn't the answer. So what's the continuity here? Go out and find another quarterback that's not the answer? And how do you get that quarterback? And at what cost? And what do you do with the other two quarterbacks on your roster? These are all the questions that I think surround this so-called continuity that aren't healthy or helpful to you.
Pie in the sky, Jackie. What would you do if you're the Bears, the quarterback position? Look for Matt Stafford. Go try to bring in somebody from your own division elsewhere. Phillip Rivers.
I'd bring in a veteran.
A veteran, yeah.
I'd bring in a vet.
Bill Plaschke, how about you?
I'd trade up for one thing to try to get him. But here's continuity, Tony. The Bears haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. 10 years. That's continuity. They were 1-7 against playoff teams last year. That's continuity. Trubisky's the 20th ranked the QBR in last year. Never been the quarterback you thought he'd be. That's continuity. They can take that.
Bill, would you say, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but sometimes we overstate making the playoffs. I mean, you only have to beat three teams in your division to win the division. But then we expanded the playoffs this year as well. I mean, making the playoffs, yeah. But you can't, you're not going to keep on going.
They made the playoffs,
making and losing
they made
the first
playoffs when Arizona lost. They made the playoffs when Arizona lost. They backed
Jackie, Bears fans playoffs. Are screaming right now. Not Phillip Rivers, Deshaun Watson. Like that's even possible. We'll see.
Right.
Speaking of, the Miami Dolphins is a team I want to talk about here. And their quarterback situation. Three anonymous players telling Armando Salguero, Miami Herald, they are not confident in Tua. And throughout the year, they thought Fitzpatrick was the better option. Something or nothing, Frank?
I think it's incredibly unfair. The guy didn't have really a training camp. He came and hurt. It's his first season. By the way, he had a winning record in the game that he played. Give the guy a chance here. That's unfair. Especially to do it anonymously as well.
Right. Well, that's what I was about to say. This is a buy or sell segment. I sell all those players going to a reporter and saying all those things about a young quarterback who's only played 9 career games. You're not doing him any favors. You're also not doing Fitzpatrick any favors. So I'm selling those players. If you have something to say, say it to the quarterback themselves, not to someone in the media.
It's possible they said it to their coach or the team as well. We don't know that. Bill Plaschke?
I'm selling it too. They can smell a Deshaun Watson trade coming down the road. They're trying to push for that. That's what they want. That's how they made those statements. The kid's just 22, and even in games when Fitzpatrick didn't bail him out, like Frank said, he was 4-3, and he accounted for 14 touchdowns, both through the air and on the ground. Give him a chance. He can be the next Kyler Murray.
Emily Kaplan.
This is on management and the coaching staff. If I've learned anything about high-level athletes, it's all that they want is transparency. They don't need to agree with what happened. They just want to know why. And the way they were so herky-jerky this year with Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick, why would any of these players have any faith in Tua going forward?
Emily Kaplan, Jackie McMullen, thanks for your thoughts. Today it's going to be a Frank Isola, Bill Plaschke showdown. Bill, you brought up Kyler Murray. And that's funny. I was just looking at the numbers from their rookie season, although Kyler played more games. They're pretty similar down the line.
Pretty similar.
Same QBR. We'll be back in Showdown next.
This should be the new normal. Me and the Showdown. That's the new normal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
NHL opening nights and a Stanley Cup banner reveal where you kind of do it in the dark and you do not yet raise it up to the rafters because you were waiting for a full house of fans to do that. Right call by the Lightning, Bill?
Great call, Tony. Trophies are for owners, rings are for players, banners are for fans. Don't we always remember those three things? They did the right thing.
That's well said.
It was short and sweet, unlike the Lakers ring ceremony, which was longer than once upon a time in Hollywood.
Oh, come on, Frank. Oh, come on, Tony.
Drop the puck. Game on.
You can't let him say that.
Oh, that's a good answer, too. No, I'm rewarding that. It's absolutely true. The Lakers ceremony was incredibly
It was sentimental. It was sweet. It was touching. It was connective. Oh, come on. Great.
It was, but it was too long.
It was connective. It connected the morning to the night to the morning again. Let's move on. Sammy Watkins replied to a tweet that he doesn't think the Cleveland Browns will test his Kansas City team this week. Baker Mayfield was asked about it and brushed it off. Is it wise to poke the Brown, Frank?
Oh, I love it because Baker Mayfield, this plays right into their hands as being the underdog. The Pittsburgh Steelers did it last week. Look how that worked out. Go right ahead. Poke the Brown. See how it works out.
Oh, Frank, so you think this means the Browns are going to win the game or have a better chance to win the game? Come on. He's just talking trash. It's fun. This is not going to affect any outcome on the game at all. The Browns are going to have the biggest chip on their shoulder in the world. They don't have Patrick Mahomes. They're not going to win.
I'm still recovering from you saying the ring ceremony for the Lakers was connective.
That's how I write, Tony. It's beauty.
It was
it's
nice.
Poetry.
Beauty and poetry.
But it was too
we
long.
Reward beauty and poetry on this show. 30 seconds, Bill Plaschke.
The Los Angeles Kings are making a big statement this year. The LA Kings are making a big statement this year. Hockey teams are allowed to put decals on their helmets, advertisements on their helmets for the first time. They are putting the California Hope Crisis Counseling Program decal on their helmet. It's a mental health wellness initiative in California, serving Californians, particularly in this time of COVID, you know, attending the needs of depression and other troubles. And it just shows that the toughest guys, the toughest athletes in the world are saying it's okay to ask for help. Very cool, the Kings. Check out their helmets.
That's great, Bill. Thank you. Time well spent.
Love that.
That's going to do it, folks. We're on a 23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.